If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
I do believe what Roger said, or at the very least, more along the lines than what he said. If you don't want to take it literal of 20 seconds, I went back and listened to the whole clip, watched them. I believe that the Jets knew what they were doing before they had Rodgers fly to meet them. I think Rodgers legitimately felt like he was coming here to have an open conversation, but the Jets had made up their mind. So I think the Jets were in the wrong in that regard, the way that they disrespected and treated Rodgers. However, they still made the right decision. So it doesn't matter whose feelings got hurt, how they handled it. The only way that I guess it would matter is if other players, whether it's current guys or guys in the future, would have a problem with the way that Aaron Glenn was dismissive and potentially disrespectful toward Rodgers.
And that's one of the things that I said yesterday. We got it toward the end of the show, so I was able to really expand on it last night. I did another podcast on Killable. Now, I don't care that the Jets didn't kiss his ass. I mean, quite frankly, the Jets kissed his ass way too much. Now, there's a fine line disrespecting somebody. Nobody's in the business of doing that because that could have fallout down the line, whether it's free agents or, you know, players in the building. If they're like, geez, they did this to him, why wouldn't they do this to me? Well, if it's my time to maybe be shown the door. And it's an unprofessional, poor culture look. But let's also, and you and I have both defended Aaron Rodgers a lot. We think he can still play. We like him. We don't agree with everything he says, but we definitely like him. I like Aaron Rodgers. But I know Aaron Rodgers is very manipulative in terms of how he creates threads and stories and frames things and shapes things in a way that fit his narrative. I, under no circumstance, do I believe anything close to what he said yesterday on the Pat McAfee show. There is no way that, like, because the way he presented it, he made it seem like the Jets had an agenda. Hey, let's fly him out here on his own dime. Let him fly himself out here on his own dime. And after about 20, 30 seconds, we'll just disrespect the legend. Does anybody really think that that's what the Jets' priority was? If it is, then they hired the wrong people again in Mucci and Glenn. It's not.
Or,
I guarantee that's not it.
Or, I believe Rod, why would he lie? Why would he lie about that?
Because Rodgers never has an easy time when somebody doesn't want him anymore. It was like this with the Packers. It's like this with the Jets. If he goes to another team and they eventually send him packing, it's going to be the same way. Forget about Rodgers, though. Do you really think that the Jets would be that callous and that cutthroat, like, to that extent? I mean, that is disrespectful.
I could think of one person who I would think would be.
All right, you're talking about Woody Johnson,
100%.
Right?
100%.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, the more I watched that and listened to it, the more I kept thinking that Glenn was clearly the henchman, and Woody had a directive saying, this is how I want you to, this is where we're going to go with Rodgers, this is how I want this to go, you go be the bad guy, so it's not me. And Glenn, the trooper that he is, and wanting to get acclimated here and do the right thing by the owner who hired him and given this opportunity, I think he followed along with that. Now, that's my, you know, the way that I take the story. That's my perception of what happened there, or the way that I would take all those things, because I do believe Aaron Rodgers, and I do believe Glenn is a good guy. I was shocked. The first thing I said initially is I was shocked that Glenn would treat somebody else, another player.
That's why I don't believe it. I was going to say, even if it was via Woody, I think Aaron Glenn is too much of his own man to allow a wealthy owner who never touched a football in his life have him wind him up and disrespect a Hall of Fame legend like that, who, by the way, never did anything wrong to Aaron Glenn. I could see, like, let's just say Robert Saleh wasn't fired last year, Joe Douglas wasn't fired last year, the Jets squeezed out 7 wins or so, and you had these little barbs like, a little discontent, the head coach in Rodgers or the GM in Rodgers or both, and they were brought back, right? And yesterday, or the meeting, it came out yesterday because he said it, but the meeting occurred in February. And let's just say Robert Saleh was doing the meeting instead of Aaron Glenn. And Rodgers didn't quite show Saleh the respect along the way. Then I could see Robert Saleh having an axe to grind because there was a personal, in this theoretical situation, a personal, you know, little, you know, gnawing at the seams here where there was a little discord, a little discontent between two men, and maybe that's the petty way that it comes out. Everything that I've seen about Aaron Glenn, one of the reasons why I've lauded the hire is because he is his own man. I cannot imagine under any circumstance that he takes those kind of bullet points from Woody and applies them to Aaron Rodgers. I refuse to accept
that. I don't understand why Aaron Glenn would do what Aaron Rodgers said that he did.
And I don't believe that he did. That's where you and I differ. I think Rodgers is partially lying.
Well, it can't be partially. Which part is he lying about?
I don't think it was 20 seconds, I could promise you. Come on into the building. All right, 13, the Jets, 12, did the Jets 11, make him, get out.
Did the Jets tell him that they were going to move on before he flew across the country?
I don't believe so.
Strike one against them because you believe they made up their mind before they met with him, right?
I think that they were definitely much more predisposed to move on from him than not. But I also think there's something to be said for meeting somebody and having personal contact and getting a sense of where Aaron Rodgers really, really was.
Right.
That's what smart people would do. That's what I would do. And I think that they sat down. I think that there's a chance that they sat down with him. He was more noncommittal than he portrayed yesterday with McAfee. And the Jets are like, not what we wanted to hear. We're moving on. How do you want us to frame this?
He said he didn't even get a chance to have that conversation. The decision was predetermined, which I believe.
Yep.
They made him come into the building knowing what they were going to do, which I believe. And then Rodgers said to Glenn, they were trying to have the conversation. And he said Glenn left after a short time, went to go get Muji. They came in, basically said they're going to release him. Okay, whatever. However the exact way went, not the biggest deal. But Glenn was basically saying, like, Rodgers, you don't know me. And Rodgers like, yeah, exactly. We don't know each other. I don't know you. You don't know me. That's the point of the meeting. Mm-hmm. I thought I was flying across here to have a meeting. I believe that the Jets handled it the exact way that Rodgers said, because I don't think he's got any reason to lie at this point.
I think he's trying to save face a little bit here. I mean, because I'm going to tell you why. Because his ego is ridiculous. I mean, again, we're Rodgers fans. His ego is insane. So to be told, we don't want you, is a massive blow to his ego.
But either way,
I don't think he can handle it the way maybe other people could. So he's got to construct this
story. I think that's just complete conspiracy. You think the guy's lying?
I do. I think he's stretching the boundaries of truth. Yes. Now, to call him, I'm not calling him an overt liar. But
I mean, he went into pretty good detail.
He went into details that he was the one to communicate. Doesn't mean it's true. It doesn't mean that I have to accept it. I refuse to accept it.
Well, because you can't, because the Jets, if that is the case, it's a horrible look.
No, I could. I could very easily accept it and say, here we go again. Jeez, if they're that bad, the first time they have a meeting with the quarterback, then we're doomed. They hired the wrong. I can easily do that.
Now, I still think they made the right decision. Just how they got there is totally disrespectful and seems dismissive of a quarterback that knows more about football than anybody in Jets drive, whatever, one Jets drive, period.
Well, he knows more about offensive football. Aaron Glenn
I think he knows more about football, period.
Aaron Glenn knows more about defense and special teams because he was a great special teamer.
I'm not even giving him that.
But he played special teams.
Aaron Rodgers is an MVP Super Bowl winner.
Listen, Aaron Rodgers is amazing. He's phenomenal. I love him. Time's up, expired. Let me
ask you this. Aaron Glenn, all due respect, BT, Aaron Glenn is a scrub as it compares to Aaron Rodgers. Like, Aaron Glenn is a footnote, not even, in the NFL.
But many are. Many terrific players are.
But that's the point.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he knows more football. He's a brilliant, fertile offensive mind. There's nobody that can convince me, anybody, and nobody, you, anybody, that he knows more about special teams or defense. That's ludicrous. That makes no sense.
How does it make no sense?
Because Aaron Glenn was an all-pro defender and an all-pro kick returner.
And Aaron Rodgers, as a quarterback, what does he go up against?
I'm not saying he doesn't know any components. Then Aaron Glenn doesn't know any components of offense?
Maybe, but not nearly as much as Aaron Rodgers.
But I understand that. But Rodgers can't possibly understand the special teams aspect because he never did it, nor did he ever go up against it. So I'm saying in totality.
I'll give you special teams.
Here, dude. Listen, there. Aaron Rodgers is a football savant. I'm not prepared to say that about Aaron Glenn.
I'm just surprised that you wouldn't believe what the man said.
Because he lies a lot.
About what else did he lie about?
Well, I think that he's been...
I don't even think he lied about the vaccine stuff, and we don't need to get into that
whole
thing.
Well, that's not a lie, but it's a stretching of the... It's a manipulation, all right? If you want me to use a different word, I will. But I did use the word manipulative before. I think Aaron Rodgers, and I think he's brilliant. Right. I don't agree with all of his thoughts, but... He's a smart guy.
He seemed ticked off.
I don't blame him because they didn't want him.
But my point is that they could have gotten to the same conclusion without doing it the way that he said that they did it.
I agree with you, but what I'm not accepting is chapter and verse of how he communicated that they did it. I'm not.
Well, then where are the
if
Jets?
If this was going to happen, do it on Zoom. Save the guy a trip across the country. Do it on Zoom. Get a sense of where his head's at. But do you really, now he said it was over in 20 seconds. Do you really think that he walked into Aaron Glenn's office and after 21, 22 seconds, Glenn's like, oh, I'll be right back. I got to go get Muji because that's what was do you really think that that happened? There is no way I believe that that happened.
I do.
Zero.
Maybe not literal 20 seconds.
But that's my point.
How long would you expect if you put yourself in Roger's shoes?
I would expect a real man-to-man sincere meeting.
How long roughly?
I mean, I would like to at least be in there for an hour to exchange some philosophies. I don't think he got an hour.
Correct.
I'm not saying the Jets were amazing in how they handled this.
He flew across country thinking that the new Jets regime was going to have a sit-down one-on-one with him.
Yeah.
He was going to find out where they were at. They were going to find out where he was at and pick his brain.
Correct.
Instead, he showed up to be terminated. That's what happened.
Well, yes, that's what happened, but that may have happened because the Jets just didn't feel, and very quickly here, convinced that they wanted to move forward with him. Listen, here's one thing Aaron Rodgers is not going to do. Aaron Rodgers is not going to go on McAfee, and as he weaves his story together, and I'm sure elements are true. I'm not calling it, again, that's right. Why I use the word overt. I don't think he lied 100%. I think there were stretching of boundaries, a little bit of a misrepresentation, a little bit of a manipulation, playing on words, again, to fit his narrative on McAfee. Are you telling me that there's not a chance that the Jets were a little more open-minded and he kind of maybe said something, I don't mean like disrespectful or dismissive, but in a way that it wasn't accepted from the Jets' perspective that made them think that this is a relationship that they wanted to move forward with?
I can believe that.
Okay, yeah. But that he's not going to say that on McAfee, which is why I'm saying I don't believe his... the way he crafted the story. I'm not saying that I 100% exonerate the Jets because that's a bad look having him fly across. And even if it's 20 seconds or 9 minutes or 18 minutes, it should have been longer and it should have been more all-encompassing. And I deduct points from the Jets. If nothing else, even if you don't want to back, Sal, talk to the man for an hour. You played with Garrett Wilson. You played with Sauce Gardner. You played with guys who were up for big contracts. Pick his brain. Even if part of his brain is whacked out, the other part is as brilliant as anybody in the history of football. See, smart people gather intel when they can. The dumbest thing in life is to dismiss and not be open-minded. And I don't know that the Jets were open-minded enough. I'm going to criticize them there. I don't think they handled this perfectly, but there's no way in hell that I'm sitting back saying, yep, Aaron Rodgers, everything this man just said on national TV, I'm buying. You could buy it. Jet fans could buy it. I ain't buying it.
Yeah, well, I guess it comes down to, do you trust Aaron Rodgers or the Jets more? I have my answer, and you have yours.
True. Now, here's the thing, though. But there's nuance there, too. Now, the old Jets or Rodgers? Rodgers. How can I judge Muji and Glenn? Like, I almost have to suspend
in this
an opinion on them because they haven't done anything yet.
Well, but they did this. And one account of it, I haven't seen Glenn come out and say...
He's not supposed to. You think the Jets will respond to this? I don't.
Now I do.
I don't.
After actually, initially yesterday, I said, no, just move on.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that would show some guilt. I think the way that Roger said it, if I'm Aaron Glenn or Muji, I would probably want to explain exactly what happened there.
I think it's the worst thing they could do. I think about this, Al. It's Good Friday. This Sunday is Easter. The draft is next week. Aaron Rodgers, the only time I'm not saying it can't come up from a caller, but the only time that you and I will talk about Rodgers with any sort of juice is if he goes to the Steelers and the Jets play against the Steelers in the playoffs or whatever, or somebody gets hurt in camp and he goes and signs with them, they play Miami, whatever, then he'll enter the conversation. But to me, the Rodgers chapter is shut. So for the Jets to pump an ounce of oxygen into the story would be very Jets-like. Let it go.
Fair enough.
Let it dissipate. It'll be over by Monday.
I agree with that. I agree with that yesterday. And then watching, see, when it was told to us as we were getting it in real time, it didn't hit me as much as it did when I actually saw Rodgers and go into the detail that he did and explain it the way that he did, how bad of a look that is for Aaron Glenn specifically. That to me is a bad look. At least me personally, I want to hear Glenn's side of the story. If you're saying it's not true, I want to then hear Glenn's side of the story and then feel like what I would determine or interpret from that, at least I can make my own interpretation of what happened, as opposed to just hearing one side of the story and believing that. But I could also understand the logic of, you know what, just move on. It doesn't really matter. Because at the end of this whole thing, we could disagree on who's lying, whatever, or the truth of it. Ultimately, they made the right decision, and the right decision was to move on from Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, and what we're debating is whether or not they did it the proper way.
Yeah, that I think they did not.
I got you, and that's where we disagree as well. We do agree that he could still play whatever, and that they did need to move on to him. So we're in line with a few things here. But to me, see, to me, that's a bit of a character assassination on the part of it. Like, Rodgers isn't saying he doesn't know football. He is questioning his character. Really, if you comport yourself that way, that is less than expected in a business
setting.
Glenn
better be careful.
Well,
go ahead.
I was going to say, and when it's that, not like, oh, this guy stinks on the radio, or oh, this guy throws too many picks, that stuff you ignore. Generally, the character assassinations, there's more of a want to hit back because you want to defend your character, right? But even, and I still don't think he should, but if he did, now what happens? Let's say he really does respond in a more detailed way. Well, then Rodgers might chime back in next time he's on McAfee. Hey, guess what? So last week, hey, we're joined now by our buddy Rodgers, Aaron. Hey, last week you told us this. The other day, you know, Aaron Glenn said this. What's your response? And guess what? It goes on for another week. That I don't want that. End it.
It wasn't just a rip job from Rodgers on the Jets. He complimented Christopher Johnson, which tells you a couple of things if you read between the lines. He wasn't looking to rip the Jets organization.
Mm-hmm.
He felt disrespectful. And why I said I think Glenn better be careful is while I respect the my way or the highway attitude and not wanting anybody to get in this way, including a big presence like Aaron Rodgers, I feel like guys will be looking back at you in the room instead of looking up at me. Well, whose fault is that? That's the insecurities of the head coach. That's not Aaron Rodgers' fault because he's established as he is. But Glenn's got a little bit of Singletary in him. And you saw how Singletary went over where it was his way or the highway, coming out the gate hot. If Glenn does that and doesn't have the success immediately to back him up, then it's going to become a big problem.
Now, that's a thought that I can stick in the little sports radio file and label very interesting and possible. I think that that is a much more plausible outcome and worth following than really, for me, buying into literally every word that Rodgers said. But what you say is interesting.
If he's going to talk tough like that, I get it.
You if you're 1-5 and you pound on that podium and you ain't winning and guys aren't following you out of the tunnel the way we thought that they would because you're a man's man, you're a leader, you're a coach, you used to play, blah, 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 then it's a different set of problems. But we're not there yet.
Right.
We're not even close to that. Yeah. But it's an interesting thought to follow the way. But I'm not saying anything if I'm Aaron Glenn.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019.
So it's obviously out there in Vegas. It starts, Saturday night. You got the two nights, as you know now.
Yes.
So it's
I don't like,
I don't like it either. No, I agree. I prefer one card. Yeah. I'm with you. I don't like split. I'm sure, like, WrestleMania, like, crazy wrestling fans love it. The more, the better. I like the one card myself.
I feel like it makes it more special when you had one night. I get it. They have so many wrestlers, whatever, but
okay. I liked it the old way, but I like a lot of the old things, as evidenced by my music. All right, so April 19th, and then obviously Sunday, so 7 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
Peacock is obviously in Vegas where the Raiders play, and I got some of the Rey Mysterios going there. El Grande Americano, he's fighting him.
Huh?
Let's see. Roman Reigns, obviously CM Punk versus Seth Rollins. That's the three.
Seth, the three-way, a triple threat match.
Yeah, triple threat.
Our guy Reigns, Seth Rollins, Punk, who's in studio with us.
Who do you think is going to win that? I mean, it's got to be Reigns, right?
I'd be lying to you if I said it paid enough. I'll be rooting for Seth. I don't know who else is who's supposed to win. Probably Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I would. There's no way CM Punk's going to win that. I don't think, but I press like an idiot because I'm out of touch with this stuff too.
By the way, the problem immediately is that it starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
I know. That's the Knicks time.
Yeah.
No, I'm worried about the Knicks, dude. Cody Rhodes. The Rhodes Cena match is going to be incredible.
Now, when is that? Night one or two?
That's night two.
Okay.
Yes, that is the finish to culminate WrestleMania 42.
Right. Now, sometimes I feel like they've done the guys who wrestle on the first night.
Or 41, pardon me, WrestleMania 41.
The guys who wrestle on the first night could also wrestle on the second night. Like if there were
a match.
They could, sure. And I think that sometimes if it ties into the storyline, I'd be lying to you if I said I paid that much attention to this current WrestleMania. But I will check it out, probably on delay, certainly Saturday night. Hoff, you have a list of what here?
I have a list of the Hall of Famers.
Like this.
Now, is that tonight, actually?
Yeah, it usually is Friday night, I believe. Before?
Yeah, tonight.
Okay.
Vegas.
Give me some good names.
All right, so
here.
I got there's three individuals going in.
Yeah. Okay.
Triple H.
Okay, phenomenal.
Michelle McCool.
Familiar.
I don't even know who that is.
Also phenomenal.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Lex Luger.
Okay. Yes, I did remember Luke's. Lex got the call. Is he still in a wheelchair?
I know he is, but not fully.
Correct.
So he was in that WrestleMania 9 doc that I watched
a lot of that.
And it shows that they wanted to originally call him. Remember when he came to, he was always Lex Luger in WCW.
Yeah.
Then he came to WWF and they wanted to call him the Narcissist.
I don't remember that.
He ended up being called the Narcissist.
Yep. But why the emphasis on the...
I don't know why, but they were, like, it was a big thing. They were trying to call him the Narcissist, and then, like, Bobby Heenan couldn't say it the right way.
Really?
Ended up going with the Narcissist.
Okay.
I don't know why it was supposed to be the Narcissist. Maybe they said about it, I was, like, half paying attention to it.
Lex Luger,
Do you remember the Narcissist, Lex Luger,
No? I don't. I remember him more Red, White, and Blue. What was that tour that he went on?
Oh, no, that was after, I think, the Narcissist,
Lex Luger didn't sell. Like, he didn't pop. I believe they did this whole nationwide tour.
You remember on one of the boats up here? What was it on? One of the ferries?
No.
What's the Intrepid? I believe it was the Intrepid.
It was the Intrepid.
They had the match out
there.
Right
on the west side. Yeah. Yes, it was the Intrepid. But he just didn't pop the way they thought he was. I mean, think about it. He's just getting in the Hall of Fame now. And, of course, the entanglement with Elizabeth and
a lot going on there.
Very sad.
He was with her
as well. Yeah, but not for nothing, though. He had that fake plate in his elbow or something like that, and they took off the pad.
The forearm?
The forearm, and it takes off the pad, and all of a sudden he's got like some like secret power.
Yeah.
He knocks people out. I'm like, that's I know wrestling's fake, but that's the fakest thing I've seen in my life.
It's not fake. It's not fake. Be careful, Big.
Just a little choreographed.
Scripted, baby.
Scripted.
Not fake. Who else?
There's a group that's getting inducted. The Natural Disasters.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Was that Typhoon and
Earthquake?
An Earthquake. They were pretty
good.
Cool. Tugboat part of that or no?
Earthquake, yes.
Well, Tugboat is...
Oh, he's the same guy.
Typhoon.
Yes. Tugboat, I forget his name, Fred something. He is Typhoon. Now, Earthquake is no longer with us.
I know.
You saw, they had a good vice on him last year.
I did see it. Yeah. And I did not know a ton of about those guys. I just checked out. Pretty interesting.
That's cool. Natural Disasters. What else? Anybody else?
There's going to be an immortal moment. That's Bret Hart versus Stone Cold at WrestleMania 13.
Don't recall, but go ahead.
And then you got the Legacy. Kamala, Dory Funk Sr., and Ivan Koloff.
Kamala died. Wait, did he die?
Yes,
Abdullah the Butcher's still alive. Did Kamala still with us?
No, I think he passed. Kamala died.
He died in 2020.
Yeah.
70. Oh, he did die. That's right. Diabetes. And who else? Funk. And who's the third?
Ivan Koloff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Maybe locked into the Hall of Fame tonight.
No, we're getting further and further away. Like, most of my guys are in by now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like when Fuji was in with Morocco in 2014, whatever it was, that's kind of where it expired.
They're either in or they're not getting in. Is Jesse Ventura in? Speaking of being a friend of the show. Is he? Well, remember, because he's now back in the company's good graces, which is why we had him on before the Saturday Night Main Event thing.
Well, he's got to be. Maybe he's not in there. That's a good point.
Pete Rose is
in. Yeah, he was inducted last year, actually.
Oh, okay. All right, there you go.
Missed it.
More on top of that. All right, BT and Sal.
Hey, did he ever send you the gummies yet? Did he get those?
Yeah, no? What's going on with
that?
Come on, Mr. Body.
I want to try those out, dude.
All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Chris is in Bayshore. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
A couple of things. I got a couple of things if you'll let me. One on the Knicks. I think the Knicks will be okay with the Pistons. I think that obviously the more physical a team is going to be, it's going to give them a little trouble. I believe. I don't know if you agree with that. But the other thing, I want to know if either one of you guys has caught any of that Celtics documentary.
Yes. Yes, I have. Most of it
by
now.
Very good. But I think Pitino comes off kind of poorly in it. And, he kind of owns a little bit of it, I guess. With the two jobs, he talked about, he thought he coached well, but he shouldn't have been the president. But I just think it was fascinating, like a behind-the-scenes look at how it works and all the stuff that they've gone through, with the Lewis and the bias thing. Yes. I thought it was a really interesting.
I gotta watch that.
It's good. It is very good. Bias first, then of course Reggie Lewis.
How many episodes?
I think there's four. I haven't watched all that. I haven't.
It's on HBO. Where is this one? Or Max?
I think I saw them on YouTube. And I watched it via that way.
Oh, okay.
Because I stumbled upon it. I was looking for something else on YouTube, and I saw, I'm like, what is this? And then I wound up watching it. Like the old stuff with Bird, you know, obviously drafted and stashed and coming in, and Cedric Maxwell's like, this white guy can't play. Like, that's, you know, Cedric talking. It's great. Like, it's so good to see that stuff and hear that stuff. And there's a lot of footage that I have not seen.
It is on Max Hoffesing, Celtic City. There's a lot. See, usually I don't watch the sports docs, but I want to watch the Red Sox one. I've been hearing a lot about this. Have you seen any of that on
Netflix?
Two
episodes in.
And?
Outstanding.
Okay. So that's going to be on my to-do list this weekend. Although the problem is with all the baseball that's going on now, Knicks postseason.
It's not the weekend for it, my friend.
Yeah, this is hard to do that.
Easter Sunday, you're going out east, you're coming back to Jersey.
How many episodes are there with the Red Sox? You know that?
I think that there's five. I remember because we put it on last weekend. We were in a hotel because we had an early baseball game.
Okay.
And we found it in the hotel. And I feel like me and my son, and I feel like there were like a lot of episodes. I'm like, all right, let's watch the first one. Then we'll go to bed. Then we watched the second one when we got back for the tournament. And there's still a couple. I think it's five. Could be off one way or the other.
Do you watch Black Mirror on Netflix?
No, I don't even know what it's about. What's it about?
You went to Black Mirror?
I just finished the last one. Amazing.
Okay, it's hard to how would you describe what it is about?
It's basically an overthought sci-fi film, TV show. Basically like Twilight Zone, but with like more like digital imprints.
It's fascinating. I love the show. It's one of my favorite
really?
Shows with my
like
wife.
Like supernatural stuff? Because I'm not a big Twilight
it's not supernatural,
Zone guy.
It's more like almost like could be reality in like 50 years from now if technology gets too far ahead.
Futuristic possible reality. I mean, really out there
what,
possible
like
reality.
Like memes jumping off Twitter and strangling us?
Can I give episode one? Because I saw episode one last night.
Do it.
So,
spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
You just watched it?
Yeah, I just watched it last night. Right. So whatever, guy and a girl, together.
Someone's dying.
Potentially going to have a kid, and then all of a sudden his wife gets sick, and she's got like an issue with her brain.
Okay.
And they say, okay, well, we can operate. Here's the thing. We could operate. We do the thing for free. We'll new futuristic implant her brain. Like, we copy it, put it in there. She'll be fine. Good to go. It's just $300 a month. He's like, okay, great. Sign us up. Yeah, great. She comes back to life. And then she realizes she can't go too far out of town because that's just the basic plan that she's got.
Oh, so you got to be kidding.
Now, the other plan is like $700 a month to where she could be able to travel everywhere. Then you start seeing her talk, and she's talking naturally like it would be to you. And in the middle of talking, Surfside iced tea and vodka is made with real brewed lemonade, real brewed tea, all that stuff.
Like ads in her speech pattern?
Yes. And now to get rid of the ads, you have to go up to $1,000. Like,
dude.
I'm just saying.
And you love this?
It's a very
phenomenal.
Now, this is one episode of many.
Uh-huh.
It's been going on for years. Anyway, that's on my list. I got the Red Sox doc on my list. I got now the Celtics doc. And then I got to finish up the Batman stuff. Dark Knight Rises and the Batman. That's a lot going on.
Don't
with
forget
the
about the Knicks and Pistons.
Yeah, Knicks game one. You got WrestleMania night one and night two. You got Mets and Yankees, of course. All right, Willie is in Howard Beach. What's up, Willie?
Will.
Hey, Willie. Willie's gone. Gene is in Chatham. What's up, Gene? Is Gene not with us? Is there a problem with the phones?
Let's see,
Anthony's
Gene.
In Garden City. What's up, Ann?
Oh, made it through two people. What a list over there.
Yeah.
Can I, I got two predictions for WrestleMania. I want to know your thoughts.
Go ahead.
I got Seth Rollins turning heel and joining Paul Heyman.
Now, and Heyman is with who? He's with Roman right now?
No, he had a favor owed from Punk. He's actually in CM Punk's corner, apparently, for that match. Yeah. And also, I think that Jey Uso is going to turn heel and join Cena and The Rock as they're both going to become champions. That's what I think is going on.
There we go.
You know what's thanks for the call there. You know what's amazing? He's obviously locked in. I can't add an ounce of – I can't add anything to that except that I know a few of the names that you mentioned. But when we were younger and we were into this the way we were,
yeah,
we didn't predict storylines.
We just watched it.
We watched it.
Yeah,
like it's no different than people calling us up, and there's just a deeper investment, whether it's a storyline for WWE or the ability to follow the draft and be like a pseudo general manager, pseudo GM, right. Draft this guy, draft that. Right. Like there's
so
just
it's not
a
good
deeper.
Enough. Yeah, it's not good enough to sit back and watch and be entertained by it.
No.
You want to write the script as well.
That's kind of what it's mirroring. What, yeah, like what you think they're going. Part of, from what I've deduced from talking to people who still love it, like part of the appeal for real dyed-in-the-wool still WWE fans is that they really do try to guess the, not just who's going to win, but like how it happens, what's right. The finish, I mean, what's the subplot there?
It's become so complex.
It's too much, man. It's too nice.
Just sit back.
Just give me SD Jones getting pounded by King Kong Bundy in 8 seconds. Let's call it. Let's go.
PT and Sal, all the fam, we'll finish up the week on the phones when we come back. 888-808-1019.
Which, by the way, was a WWE, I believe still is, a record that still stands to this day. I mean, the bell rang, Bundy ran at him, he jumped, what was the splash? Was it the avalanche or the splash? Whatever it was. Crushed poor SD. One of the great jobbers of all time, and they pinned them.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the Fan.
Dave in Jersey Shore talking about Juan Soto. What's up, Dave?
You know, everybody's making a big deal about this. As long as he doesn't turn into another Bonilla, I'll be happy.
There's no chance that's going to happen.
I hope not. No. But I think I watched every game so far, guys.
Uh-huh.
And he's had some good at-bats. He's had some bad at-bats. Everybody's expecting everything out of him. But, you know, give the guy time, you know, just and get himself acclimated with the team, you know, and I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, how much time, though?
One list.
Nope, nobody's saying he's not going to be okay, but how much time?
I have one more thing. I hope you guys don't get offended by this, but I listen to your show all the time, and there's a guy named Coco that was sticking up for Pete Alonso at the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. and you gave him a runaround, and I think you owe that guy an apology because he's delivering and he's doing what he's supposed to do.
There you go, BT and Sal on the Fan. That was the call of the day. We explained ourselves earlier about that and respond to that. Check it out on the free Odyssey app. Been a fun show, BT. We've done a lot of different things. Been a fun week. Let's finish up here on the phones on the Rodgers stuff. We went back and forth at 1 o'clock talking about Aaron Glenn and how he handled the Rodgers situation. Steve is in Fairport, New York. What's up, Steve?
BT and Sal, happy Good Friday. Blessings to both of you.
You too, Steve. What's up?
Thanks, buddy.
And then with Coco. All right. So one thing I love about both of you guys is as hot-headed and as emotional and as passionate as you are about your takes and your teams, when you get facts, you both have the ability to listen and actually start to kind of change your opinion if that's due. So, BT, yes. Given that, does Aaron Glenn seem like the type of guy who might have made that statement? My opinion, after seeing his first press conference and the way he treated the press, which I thought was borderline bullying, does he seem like the kind of guy that would do that? Hell yes.
Well, okay.
Number two.
Well,
hold on. Go ahead.
I would probably agree with that, but I don't think that he would treat a player the same way he would treat Rich Cimini.
Understood. Because Rich Cimini can't smack him around.
No, I don't like Rich, but
number two, he didn't say the meeting was 15 or 20 seconds. He had the conversation with Glenn. In the middle of that conversation, Glenn got up, went out and got the GM, and the reason he got the GM is this is a personnel decision, and whether you're going to fire somebody or cut somebody, you need another guy in the room. So that's that. Number three, don't forget what he said. When Aaron Rodgers said to him, like, when he asked Aaron Rodgers, how do you want this portrayed? And Aaron Rodgers said, I don't care how it's portrayed. Glenn supposedly, and I believe this, said to him, I don't want to be up at the front of the room and having the players looking back at you. That seems really scary. It does seem like Joe Judge. It does seem like Singleton. Yeah, hell yes.
Well,
yes.
Okay, now, Steve, listen, good call. Thank you.
Very good call, Steve.
Enjoy the holiday, like you said, to us as well. Happy Easter. I think that you, and this is your right, no problem with it, you choose to hang on much more literally to every word that Rodgers said as he recanted what happened, and I don't do that. But I think the answer is somewhere in between. And I think he's just trying to match his narrative, which doesn't surprise me. That's kind of always been Aaron Rodgers' MO. Now, could it be a look into maybe a potentially volatile nature of Aaron Glenn, to your point? Remember you said that earlier?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, that's why I'm in alignment with Steve. Not only do I believe Aaron Rodgers, I believe what he said is very believable about Aaron Glenn. He painted as dude, we did the show. We're in real time. We're talking about it. We had what we had to say on it, getting some of the quotes as they were coming in text or tweet, whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When I went to the subway to go to SNY after the show, I'm watching these clips now, and I was actually floored by the way Rogers said what he said specifically about the encounter and the way that he said it, where he was almost in disbelief that Glenn treated them with such a lack of respect. And talking about which way do you want this to go, the perception of Rogers, like, I don't give a bleep about the... Like, that to me is very raw and authentic and believable. Now, I admit, I'm a bigger Rogers... I know you're a Rogers fan, too. I've loved Rogers, read the book, all this stuff, so... I've always been, I had this battle with Jerry when I filled on the morning show years ago about the vaccine stuff. Now, again, could he be a little misleading or deceptive? Sure, but I believe in Aaron Rodgers telling the truth here. I don't think he's got any motive to lie. I also believe that Glenn has that type of personality. So I'm putting it all together. While I think Glenn made the right decision in the long run, I think it was a disaster the way that they handled it, if Rodgers is telling the truth, which I believe he was.
So anybody who thinks that Aaron Glenn's capable of that kind of treatment... It's a very quick reaction to his personality. Like, that is a snap judgment from one press conference where he's trying to establish some authority and some presence within the franchise that has been without such for far too long. Doesn't mean that it's going to absolutely carry over to, you know, a room with a future Hall of Famer. I don't think that it is. I don't buy him at his words. I believe the answer is somewhere in between. You know, I've said this a million times. I don't need to keep going. But I'm sorry. Like, what Dan Campbell, a highly respected football lifer, says about Aaron Glenn carries more weight for me than what Aaron Rodgers says about Aaron Glenn.
Which, by the way, is why I think that this was a Woody thing where he was telling Glenn how they wanted them to handle it.
Yeah, but I still don't think that Aaron Glenn would cater to those petty demands to that extent to disrespect a fellow football player and one who's also a legend.
But the football player is saying that he did.
No, I know, and I'm just saying I don't believe him. I know what he's saying.
I just don't understand.
But why do you find it so hard? Like, somebody's...
There's a
misrepresentation on one of the sides here.
No, why? We haven't heard the Jets side of it.
Well, I understand that. But I get that. But I think that what I'm saying, all we know is... let me frame that differently. Yeah. All we know is what Aaron Rodgers has said. I choose to not believe it. I don't think the Jets should respond, or do I think that they will, but I wish, like, I could actually, like, part of me wishes that they would so I could just kind of get a sense of what actually happened from their perspective, but I don't think that Aaron Rodgers telling us chapter and verse, I just can't buy it. I refuse to buy it. Not that the messaging wasn't a little raw, a little jagged around the edge. I'm not saying that the Jets handled this very well, but I'm just not soaking up what Rodgers is selling. I'm just not. Not to that extent.
Andrew's in Sterling, New Jersey. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, Drew.
Hey, man.
Go ahead.
What's up? Hey, just getting back from Woodstock. What's going on? Hey, man. What's happening?
Go ahead.
Andrew, let's go.
Oh, okay, Artie's in Brooklyn. What's up, Artie?
Okay, I lucked out. Thanks for taking the call, guys.
All right.
Listen, you know, I wanted Rodgers here, and I knew when Glenn came in, probably they weren't going to use him. And same exact reason, because you're a new coach, you're coming in, and you want to be the guy that they're looking to, not Rodgers. With all that said, you're sitting there, and you're, Sal, you're going, well, you know, he's doing tough talk. You better back it up. If he's 1-5, he's going to hear it. Look, you got to give Glenn a chance, and I don't care. We had a cheerleader for a coach for 3 years. Would you rather have that and somebody caring about what the sports talk guy is talking about? Or would you rather have an attitude like Glenn?
Artie, you misinterpreted what I said. I wasn't saying you better be careful because I'm going to let Glenn have it. What I'm saying is that tough talk, that bully type stuff, if you don't win, there's no legitimacy to it. And then the players hear it and they tune out the noise. It's all noise. Much like Rex when he started to lose. How'd that go? Or Singletary, who I referenced.
I got that, but let's not forget. Listen, Jimmy Johnson was like 1-15. Bill Parcells was 3. You got to give the guy a chance. You can't just jump on him and say, oh, he's 1-6. He can't coach. That's not right.
No, but again,
you're missing the point, Artie. We're not getting. Listen, if you start out 1-5, that's a reaction, but it will be a reaction to how he coaches and how he handles fourth quarter situations, timeouts, do I punt, like football stuff. We'll also grade his presence at the podium and how he interacts with players. Sal's not saying what you're saying that he's you're misunderstanding or misrepresenting what's being said.
Yeah, we're not saying that we're going to pounce on him on the radio and look out, we're going to get you if you're 1-5. What I'm saying is when you come in and have a you rule with an iron fist, you're trying to set the program your way. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't get off to a good start,
you get penalized.
Nobody's going to believe in your way anymore. Yeah. And that goes thin. It doesn't hold any water.
Just as a concept, yeah. Forget about Glenn or Rex.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think that that's a fair take. Hey, good week. We got a lot of stuff going on. Let's go, Knicks.
Yeah.
Let's see what Soto does this weekend. Keep it hot, Yanks. Let's go.
We'll see you next week. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank
Safe travels. Happy Easter to you as well.
Everybody.
All right. Thanks to Jack Carty helping us out, phoning for Dope. Thanks to Hoff. As always, thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Enjoy your holiday weekend. We'll see you next week. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? in, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been working with a Nourish dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.